next on the 5 o'clock report.
Hospital bills, physical therapy, trauma counseling.
All volunteers, anyone who tours, has to test before they enter.
Last month was the busiest month in the history of Border Patrol.
This is an out-of-control budget.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Tracy Lynn. Police in South Carolina say former NFL player Phillip Adams is the gunman in a mass shooting that left five people dead.
We have probably more questions than what you do about this case right now. We are working hard to provide some answers. Obviously, one answer is why.
York County Sheriff Kevin Tolson said Dr. Robert Leslie, his wife Barbara, and their grandchildren, ages 9 and 5, were found dead at the Leslie's home in Rock Hill yesterday.
At around 2:30 a.m., we confirmed that Mr. Phillip Adams, that the suspect was deceased in a bedroom in the home.
At least one air conditioning technician was also shot. And President Biden unveiling six executive actions today, taking aim at gun violence.
Enough, enough, enough.
During an event in the Rose Garden, the president called gun violence a public health crisis.
Gun violence in this country is an epidemic, and it's an international embarrassment.
He cited a staggering economic toll linked to gun violence in the U.S.
$280 billion a year. You say, how could that be, Joe? Hospital bills, physical therapy, trauma counseling, legal fees, prison costs, and the loss of productivity.
That's Terry Moore reporting. Mr. Biden also nominating David Shipman to be the director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Pete Alexander.
He's a fierce gun control advocate, currently serves as a senior advisor to Gabby Gifford's group, the former congresswoman who was shot in 2011. Shipman spent decades as a ATF federal agent. His first challenge, though, as you note, is getting confirmed by Congress. There has not been a permanent ATF director now in 6 years, and he's going to face strong opposition, especially from Republican lawmakers for, among other things, his past support of an assault weapons ban.
Many Republicans, including Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, say Biden's new gun control measures will punish law-abiding citizens in an attempt to stop criminals from getting guns.
You can't outlaw or prevent bad actors from doing evil. And what they tend to do is they tend to go after law-abiding citizens and really hinder their rights to protect themselves.
Meanwhile, pressure mounts on immigration. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says root causes need to be addressed to solve the surges at the U.S.-Mexican border.
Working with these countries to help create a collaborative and a cooperative approach to addressing what the circumstances are on the ground.
The number of people seeking to enter the U.S. along the southern border continues to swell.
When we were with Border Patrol agents, they told us that last month was the busiest month in the history of Border Patrol since they've been keeping record.
Congressman Jim Jordan among a group of GOP members that wrapped up a two-day visit, and now more strife along the U.S.-Mexico border.
The Biden administration is now presiding over the abuse of children.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott saying the state's investigating disturbing allegations of child abuse and neglect at a San Antonio holding center for unaccompanied migrant children.
These problems are a byproduct of President Biden's open border policies and the lack of planning for the fallout from those disastrous policies.
There are sexual assault allegations and charges that some of the kids aren't being properly fed. Bexar County Commissioner Rebecca Clay Flores challenging claims that COVID-positive kids are being mixed with those who don't have the virus.
All the children are tested before they enter. All volunteers, anyone who tours, has to test before they enter. If anyone is found to have COVID, the children are immediately separated in a totally different area.
The governor demanding the administration close the San Antonio facility.
That's Rich Thomason reporting. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas making stops today in El Paso and McAllen, his third trip to the Southwest since taking office in February. Still to come this Thursday, cracking down on distracted drivers in New York, holding folks accountable in Pennsylvania, and the power of persuasion.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. A nice evening for most. Clouds will gather tonight. Could be a late night shower near Lake Erie. Low temperatures mild, mid-40s to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, rather cloudy. Sunny breaks, yes. A couple of scattered showers, too. Not as warm as it was today. The high generally 60s near Sunday. And Saturday, partly sunny and warm with high temperatures in the 70s, though cooler near the shores of Lake Erie in Ontario.
Thank you, Kevin. Now for what's happening where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. The Empire State is cracking down on distracted drivers. Lisa G reports.
It's being called You Drive, You Text, You Pay. From now until Monday, April 12th, law enforcement throughout the state will be stepping up patrols to help raise awareness about the dangers of distracted driving. Just last month, State Trooper Joe Gallagher died from injuries that he sustained in 2017 when he was struck by a car on the Long Island Expressway. The motorist was distracted by texting on their cell phone.
The Pennsylvania House has passed a bill that members say will hold people accountable for helping others take their own lives. The measure would increase sentences for people who encourage a minor or someone with an intellectual disability to die by suicide. The bill now heads to the Senate. Reaction is rolling in after the New York State Legislature passed the $212 billion budget Wednesday. Governor Cuomo.
It is the most important plan that the state has done. A budget really isn't a budget. It's not just about the numbers. It's an action plan for the future.
That spending proposal includes money for small business relief, infrastructure funding, and record aid to local schools. But it also includes legalizing recreational marijuana and raising taxes on corporations and the wealthy in the Empire State. Republican State Senator Rob Ort.
This is an out-of-control budget that clearly reflects an out-of-control state government. New Yorkers not only deserve a better, more responsible budget, they deserve a better, more responsible government.
Governor Cuomo is expected to sign the plan. A PA state representative is pushing a bill that will make it easier for kids to fundraise in their own towns. Republican Representative John Hershey says his bill would allow minors to operate a business on an occasional basis without a business license. He says that could help Pennsylvania kids run lemonade stands, cut grass, and shovel driveways without the local municipality shutting them down. Next at 5, the federal funding granted to Christian colleges has come under scrutiny from LGBT advocates. We hear from University of Virginia law professor Douglas Laycock. So the federal funding granted to Christian colleges has come under scrutiny from LGBT advocates. Douglas, in a nutshell, do you know what sort of federal funding these religious schools typically receive?
Well, it varies a lot by the type of school, but except for a couple of schools that refuse all federal money, all colleges and universities get student financial aid money from the federal government. The bigger universities with research programs, places like Baylor and Notre Dame and Brigham Young, get research grants for specific projects. There are probably some other kinds of federal money, but those are the two biggies, research money and student financial aid.
And so 33 current or former mostly Christian college students brought a suit last week against the Department of Education in an effort to do away with the exemption for religious schools when it comes to sexual orientation and gender identity. As a longtime student of our Constitution, do you agree that these exemptions are unconstitutional?
No. These 33 students and lots of people who sympathize with them view every religious exemption just as a form of discrimination against LGBTQ students. It's not that at all. It's a protection for a different right that is equally important, that is explicitly in the Constitution, and that's the right to religious liberty. And we can protect gay students and religious people and religious institutions in this country if we care to try. But there are too many people on both sides who don't care to try. Too many conservative believers want to deny most rights to LGBTQ, and way too many on the LGBTQ side who want to deny any rights to religious conscience objectors. And this lawsuit is a manifestation of that. You can't have any exemptions. Everybody has to see the world the same way we do.
Great point, Douglas. Do you think that this concerted effort by the Religious Exemption Accountability Project now is sort of a backup plan in case the LGBT community doesn't get all it seeks in the Equality Act, which is currently being debated in the U.S. Senate?
It's more than a backup plan. The Equality Act would add gay rights and gender identity to all the statutes that prohibit discrimination, and it would repeal all statutory religious liberty defenses, like the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. It has no religious exemptions in it. So the Equality Act is very one-sided and goes very far. But it would not protect the LGBTQ students from religious exemptions found by the courts directly under the Free Exercise Clause. So this lawsuit is aimed at both categories. It's aimed at holding unconstitutional the existing Title IX exemptions, but also aimed at establishing that the Constitution itself precludes any kind of religious exemption. So that goes much further than the Equality Act. They would want this lawsuit even if they get the Equality Act.
So if the 33 plaintiffs win their case, what type of ripple effect could this have on Christian colleges in the future?
Well, if they win, it would be the end of all educational exemptions in the gay rights and gender identity context. And every school would have to decide whether to comply or give up all its federal money.
So,
but there wouldn't be an in-between.
That's constitutional scholar Douglas Laycock, professor of law at the University of Virginia. You can catch up on each of the Family Life news features by visiting familylife.org and clicking on the podcast link under the radio tab. Now time for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks making gains today as tech shares outperformed and the S&P 500 reached another record high. The Dow was up 56 points, the Nasdaq adding 140, and the S&P 500 gained 17. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
You're listening to the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Time now for today's MoneyWise Minute with teacher Rob West.
Are you tired of battling to make ends meet every month? Wondering why God's so slow to meet your needs? Consider this. God's promised to meet your needs, not necessarily your wants and desires. A roof over your head is a need. A want might be 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, and a swimming pool. God's plan could also be to meet your needs through the abundance of a fellow Christian. Paul writes about this in 2 Corinthians 8:14, where he says, "At the present time, your plenty will supply what they need, so that in turn, their plenty will supply what you need." If you struggle with a real unmet need, set aside your pride and let your church family know about it, and seek to glorify God in the process.
And you can learn more about trusting God and becoming a wise money manager when you contact us online, moneywise.org. Write it down, moneywise.org.
Up next, Drive Home Sports with Family Life's Sonny Delfiette.
Thank you, Tracy. The Masters teed off today with 3 legends.
Today, Lee Elder will inspire us and make history once more. Not with a drive, but with his presence, strength, and character. Lee, it is my privilege to say you have the honors.
Lee Elder joined by Gary Player and 6-time Masters winner Jack Nicklaus to kick off the Masters. Dustin Rose currently has the first round lead as first round action is still underway. Major League Baseball, the Mets had the bases loaded, a controversial hit by pitch, and they win 3-2 over the Marlins. Pirates fall to the Cubs 4-2. Toronto taking on the Angels later on tonight. In the NBA, the Raptors at home in Tampa taking on the Bulls, Cavaliers in Oklahoma City. And the Sabres going for their 3rd straight win at home against New Jersey tonight. The Islanders host the Flyers, the Penguins in New York, Madison Square Garden, and take on the Blue Shirts, the Rangers. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delfiette.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. A little change on the way. A weak disturbance will increase the clouds tonight and produce a few scattered showers tomorrow. Heading into the weekend, warm, dry weather returns with some sunshine Saturday. A more potent front will deliver showers of more substance later Saturday night into Sunday. But in the meantime, a nice evening for most. Clouds will gather tonight. Could be a late night shower near Lake Erie. Low temperatures, mild, mid-40s to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, rather cloudy. Sunny breaks, a couple of scattered showers too. Not as warm as it was today. The high generally 60s near Sunday. And Saturday, partly sunny and warm with high temperatures in the 70s, though cooler near the shores of Lakes Erie and Ontario.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally at 5, the power of persuasion. An adorable first grader asked Old Navy to make their blue jeans for girls with real pockets. Listen to what happened.
Cameron Gardner of Arkansas says pockets are important.
I use my pockets to keep my hands warm.
So she decided to write Old Navy with her noble complaint to see what would happen.
I didn't think they were going to write me back because it took them a while.
Not only did they respond, but they sent her an entire box with 4 pairs of jeans that had pockets. They had designed them just for her.
As soon as we got back from our spring break, the box was there. I thought it was a birthday present.
At one point, the Today Show anchors tried to get the 10-year-old to use her gift to get other free things, but she wasn't having it.
Hey, Cameron, have you thought about, since this worked so well, writing maybe other companies of stuff that you really like, hoping that maybe they'll send you some free candy? No? Use your power for evil.
She's honest and persuasive. Little Cameron Gardner, who swayed the heart of a huge corporation with the power of her pen. Sarah Harnish, Family Life News.
Thank you, Sarah. That's the world we live in this 8th of April. Thanks for coming along. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
The 5 O'Clock Report was sponsored in part by support from the Weed Family and New Hope Mills Store and Cafe in Auburn, New York. They offer pancake mixes, baking...